Broadcasting live from the Hilltop Nissan Studios. Hilltop Nissan, Route 10 East Hanover, and HilltopNissan.com. This is Classic Oldies WMTR.
The following sound advice program was paid for by Marketing Ideas and Beyond. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff, management, and advertisers of WMTR.
Time now for Talking Sports. Here's your host, Jonathan Friedman.
Good evening, New Jersey. It's Thursday, and we're talking sports right here on New Jersey's Classic Oldies, 1250 WMTR. I'm John Friedman. MK is with us on the other side of the glass. That's the voice you hear when you call the show. Make sure you say hello to her. MK, how has your week been so far?
It's been great.
Oh, that's good. Nice sunny day today. A little hot, but not too crazy. Go ahead, give us a call on the ADS Automotive Diagnostic Services call-in line at 973-267-9687. That's 973-267-WMTR, ADSAutomotive.com. And we are now streaming the show. All you got to do is go to WMTRAM.com, click on the red button that says listen, and you'll get us on your mobile device, laptop, etc., and enjoy the show on the World Wide Web. Also, a huge, I mean huge, shout out to Christine Sublinski, columnist for the West Essex Tribune in Livingston. Christine, seriously, I can't thank you enough for the article that you wrote today in the West Essex Tribune. It's so helpful in the show's awareness. And if you live in Livingston, you're incredibly lucky to have a town paper like the West Essex Tribune, whether it's print or online. They cover the town just wonderfully. Okay, so yesterday, or maybe the day before, I was on NJ.com, and I'm reading some Jet stuff, and courtesy of Connor Hughes, he released the Jets' unofficial depth chart for the first preseason game for the Jets. And I'm looking at the chart for the quarterbacks, and it reads that Josh McCown is the starter, Bryce Petty is the second guy, and the backup sitting there with at the third string spot holding a clipboard is Christian Hackenberg. Now, I usually would not make or pay attention to things like that for preseason. Now, Josh McCown is the ultimate backup quarterback in the NFL, a fill-in guy, and has been in the league for 15 years, was drafted by Arizona in 2002, and has played for, wait, let me see if I have enough fingers on my hands here. He has played for Arizona, Detroit, Carolina, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and now the Jets. Then I think to myself, why in the heck would he be starting a preseason game playing with the first team? Which is, and the Jets, who are clearly rebuilding and have two young quarterbacks backing them up that, frankly, the Jets just don't know much about. Bryce Petty was drafted by the Jets out of Baylor in 2015, and Christian Hackenberg, who had a fine college career, was drafted out of Penn State in 2016. Now, I'm going to make the assumption that the Jets have seen the career numbers of McCown, and after 15 years in the league, I would think that they have a pulse on what he's all about. No. I'm assuming they've seen plenty of game film on him. I'm going to make that assumption. Okay, so I must not really understand why the Jets would do that. You're rebuilding. You have two quarterbacks. You have two quarterbacks on a young team. Would you be interested in seeing how these two young quarterbacks who you drafted play with the first team and would rather play with the first team rather than play with the against the other team's backups. Right? Makes sense. Is there a chance that Bryce Petty or Hackenberg are just not getting it in the film room? Are the Jets hiding that from us? Can they not read a defense on the field? If I was a Jets fan, I would be sending out a text to people saying, S-H-M, which means shake my head. Listen, I'm only an advertising guy. I'm not a brain surgeon. But this one has me baffled. You're going nowhere this year. You want to see what these two kids are about. Josh McCown won't even be on the Jets next season. Could the Jets fans call me to discuss this? Help me comprehend what that scenario is. And yeah, maybe McCown will start the game and he'll come out after 4 minutes, but let's stop messing around. Let these two other kids play. Let's see what they've got. Give me a call on the ADS Diagnostic Service Diagnostic Services call in line at 973-267-WMTR, ADSAutomotive.com. And let me tell you something. People who know me, I'm very diligent about my cars and taking care of my cars. And my guy Frank there, he's the best. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't give you the business. He's precise and he gets it done. They're located in Whippany at the corner of Parsippany Road and Jefferson Road. Seth in his car. Let's go to Seth in his car. You're on 1250 WMTR.
Hey, John, how you doing? It's Seth from Livingston.
Seth from Livingston. Go ahead. What you got for us tonight?
All right, I got two football questions for you.
Sure.
My first question is, if everything goes well for the Giants this year, if it clicks with Marshall coming in, if Evan Engram turns out to be something, if Sterling Shepard is healthy and can play well, what's the best case scenario you could see the Giants doing this year?
Well, that's funny. That's a good question. And I got some of those questions last week. Now, remember, you've got in the best case scenario, I could see them 11-5, 10-6, 12-4. Here's the deal, though. You've got Dallas, who, by the way, there's something about that team I don't like. You saw Green Bay go in there after they had won 13, 14 games last year, Dallas, and get crushed by Green Bay. And the other team that I'm watching out for in the NFC East is the Washington Redskins. They got a nice ball club, and here come the Philadelphia Eagles with Carl Wentz. He is the guy that's growing and becoming a good quarterback, and so is Cousins. So everybody wants to talk to Giants and Dallas. There's some other teams that are coming up. That Washington team is scary. But yeah, I think at worst the Jets, Giants would be a 10-6, 11-5.
All right, I agree with you. I think that guy Kirk Cousins in Washington's underrated.
Very good player. Now, they lost DeSean Jackson, and so we'll see how they go on without DeSean Jackson.
All right, I have to give you an Atlanta Falcons question.
Sure.
What's your thought on the Falcons re-signing to Devontae Freeman to a long-term extension?
Well, you know, what were they going to do? They had to sign him. I know about $19 million of it was guaranteed. Hey, he's a good player. I mean, that guy, you know, I don't know if he was as popular as he is now at college, but he is, there's not much he doesn't do. He can go in between the tackles. He can go around. He can catch the ball. Now, the interesting thing is, are they going to sign Coleman next year when he comes up? That's going to be the interesting thing, but I'm okay with it. Listen, you got to have a running back. He's now, I think, the highest paid running back in the NFL. I don't know what Bell's situation is, but I'm very happy about it. All I want is, I know that the Atlanta Falcons are playing Miami tonight. Just get out of there healthy. That's all I care about.
That's what the preseason's all about. Hey, John, you're doing a great job on the radio. You got the perfect voice for it. And I just want to give a shout-out to one of your favorite baseball players, David Ross.
Oh, boy, we all know about David Ross. All right, buddy, thanks so much for the call, Seth.
All right, all the best. Thank you.
You got it. Let's go to Wes in Far Rockaway. You are on 1250 WMTR.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing? I tell you. This is the third week I'm calling. Love your show.
That just makes me feel tremendous that you've called 3 weeks in a row. I really thank you for that.
I'm listening. You know, I feel like I feel like you're one of my guys. So because I feel like you're one of my pals, you're going to call me when my pals call me. Call me Johnny Goomba. I'm known as Johnny Goomba in my neighborhood. Okay? That's the way I was growing up.
You got it.
Johnny Goomba.
You got
so
it.
So I'm going to tell, next time I call him and tell MK, it's Johnny Goomba. So let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Hear me out. I heard the other caller. He's talking about the Giants. I don't know whether he's a Giant fan or not. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. But I'm a big-time Giant fan. So you got Odell Beckham, and he had a tough time last year because everyone's on him. Now he's got Brandon Marshall as a partner who's going to take away some of the defense, and I think Odell's going to have a much better season if he keeps his head straight. I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I got to ask you a question because it's been bothering me for years. What the hell is going on with those gloves? With those gloves, man. Let me tell you something. I bought a pair of those gloves for my kids. I got a four-year-old. I put the glove on him, on my four-year-old. I threw a ball, and he caught it, stuck to it. The gloves are like back in the day when you and I were playing, it was this thing called Stick'em. Remember?
Sure.
And what the league do?
They banned it? Well, they banned it?
Exactly. So what's going on? So I know Odell's a good player, and I'm not going to take away a lot of stuff from him, but seriously, I think these gloves should be banned. They're worse than Stick'em. It's blue. Did you ever wear one? Did you ever try one?
I haven't. I'm going to have to try one now. You know, in my speedy receiver days, I didn't need Stick'em or the gloves. I was just catching it like, with my eyes closed, so it didn't matter.
Oh, really? You were a track star or what?
Our parents wouldn't let us play football.
Oh, okay. You must be Jewish or something, because only Jewish gets to play football. Well, what do you think? What is your opinion on these gloves? I want the league to ban them.
Well,
I want to see real talent.
I'll tell you what. Let me do a little investigation on the gloves, and then we'll go from there, because I can't give you an opinion on it. I can't, because I've never seen them. I got to believe if they just stick to the ball just sticks to them, that it's a little more than that. So I'll tell you what. It gives me, you incentive to call me next week to get the answer for that.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to... I'll tell you what. All right, let's go to John in Morristown. My friend John in Morristown, you're on 1250 WMTR.
Yeah, this is John Flapp from Morristown.
How are you, buddy?
Good. I heard you talking about...
Hey, John.
Mm-hmm.
You're near that radio again?
No, I'm about a mile away.
Oh.
How's this?
Okay, well, hopefully you didn't... I can't hear. Okay, you're much better. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering what your prediction was on the NFL for the future this year.
NFL for the future, as in which teams will represent their conference in the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
I look, now everybody, all the callers are going to be biased or whatever, so, you know, it's a hard question for me to ask. I'm hoping my team, the Atlanta Falcons, will be back there, but I think it's either going to be the Giants, the Falcons, or the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East, in the NFC, and I do not think New England will repeat because it's just too hard to repeat.
Right.
I'm looking for the Oakland Raiders to get to the Super Bowl this year.
I kind of figure maybe the Giants or maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe.
That could very well happen.
Yep.
They are very consistent. Actually, do you know the Pittsburgh Steelers have had three coaches in their history of their franchise?
That's right. You talk about
a stable franchise.
That's right. The Pittsburgh
Steelers are one of the best. The Rooneys are the best. And wouldn't surprise me if their coach gets them back to the Super Bowl again.
That would be super. That would be great.
All right, John?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about MLS soccer. Johnny was never a big fan, but I did a lot of research, and I'm getting a little bit into it. I'm going to give you some information when we get back. All right, we're going to go to MK, take care of some business. You're listening to Sports Thursday, or Talking Sports Thursday, with me, John Friedman. We'll be right back.
for the friendly service you want and the full range of banking services you need. Come see us at Regal Bank. As New Jersey's favorite community bank, we have 10 branches across Morris, Essex, Somerset, and Union counties. From mobile and online banking to remote deposit and home equity loans, we offer it all to keep you thriving in today's fast-paced world. And we believe that your needs always come first. Visit our Florham Park branch and start making the most of your money today. Learn more at RegalBankNJ.com. Regal Bank is a member of the FDIC. And let's take a peek at the Ion weather forecast. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. There is a chance of showers and those ever-popular thunderstorms, mainly after 5 o'clock, a high of 81. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Right now, we have 74 degrees at the Broadcast Park right here at WMTR.
Okay. We're back. And so when I left you, we were talking. Thank you. Okay. When I left you, I was teasing you about a little bit of MLS soccer. So growing up as a kid in the 70s and 80s, I was born in 66. So both decades, the 70s and 80s, were very memorable for me. And the sports most of us followed was football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. Not in any order. And then there was soccer. There were leagues, they came and go. Indoor soccer, professional indoor soccer, became big. It was throughout a lot of U.S. cities, and then eventually it kind of went away. So, since that time period and the lack of credibility back then, I never really paid attention to it or put it at any level of the other pro sports. So last night, I said for giggles, let's take a look. I went online and I looked at the MLS, which was has really established themselves very nicely as a league. And in my opinion, when you make the bottom line ticker with updates and scores, that means that you've kind of gotten there. And I'm not sure, for example, if for example, arena football, do they show on the bottom line scores and highlights or news about arena football, or do they even do it for the WNBA? I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that. If someone wants to call me and tell me, you can. So in my mind, once you've made that bottom line ticker with scores and updates, you've made it. So, and then they have these major television networks with contracts with major television networks with ESPN and Fox One. So Johnny here is becoming a believer. So, let me also inform you that I don't know much about soccer. I know the basics. That's it. So I wanted to, take a look and see how many franchises there are in the MLS. And I was really surprised. And some of the team logos, if you're like an ad guy like me, some of the team logos were really, really nice, and they put a lot of money into those type of things. So the league is really, really legit, and it's not like I didn't think it was legit, but it has really taken, you know, the next step as a league. So I just want to read you some of the teams that are in the league that you may not be aware of and some of the cities that they're in. So we've got, and again, not having anything to do with me, Atlanta now has a team called Atlanta United FC. There's the Chicago Fire. There's the Columbus Crew, Columbus, Ohio. DC United. Montreal Impact. The New England Revolution. You've got New York City FC. You've got New York Red Bulls, which really, it drives me crazy with that, by the way. They're in New Jersey. They're in Harrison, New Jersey. Just go ahead and call them the New Jersey Red Bulls. Gosh, we deserve that much respect. Then you've got Orlando City SC. You've got the Philadelphia Union. You've got Toronto FC. You've got the Colorado Rapids. You've got FC Dallas. You've got the Houston's Dynamos. You got LA Galaxy, Minnesota United FC, Portland, the Portland Timbers, Real Salt Lake, San Jose Earthquakes, the Seattle Sounders, the Sporting Kansas City, and the Vancouver Whitecaps. Now, that's 22 teams in the league, and they've been around a while now. Then I did a little financial research and saw a team, an average team value in 2008 was $37 million. I bet you, I wonder if you know how much the average franchise valuation is today at 2016. You want to know? Most, each team was worth basically $185 million. Yikes! I can't believe it. I was shocked. Shocked. It's legit. Now, I don't know if people are waiting around like on a Super Bowl for the championship game and everybody's sitting around watching. In Europe, we all know that's the case. But I'm not sure that's the case here in the United States. But I will tell you that I was very, very impressed. And then I went and looked and said, who owns some of these teams? And what did I find? Because these guys are smart business guys. They don't just throw their money around. They know what they're doing. I'm looking and I'm seeing guys who own the team. I see Lamar Hunt has owned several teams of the Kansas City Chiefs. I see Arthur Blank owns the Atlanta franchise. I see that Robert Kraft, who now owns the New England Revolution. Before that, he owned other franchises in the league before New England got one. He was the owner of the San Jose Earthquakes. And we mentioned Lamar Hunt owning a team. So this league has, I would say, staying power, right? They have staying power. Now, there's two more teams still coming. You got the Miami Fusion, and you've got the Tampa Bay Mutiny. Now, the only thing is you gotta get the Johnnies of the world to go to these games and watch. I can't watch it on TV too long. It's not that it's hard. It's a wide open game, and I just don't have the patience to sit there and watch these games. So, but I'd like you to call me about it because I'm very interested to see what kind of soccer fans there are out there, and I believe there's a lot of them, but I just want to get a feel for how is New Jersey? Do people from South Jersey drive up to see the Red Bulls in Harrison? Who, by the way, they have got a gorgeous stadium, and people who are not from this area or who are listening on the World Wide Web, Harrison is a suburb, or really literally next to Newark, New Jersey. And they built a beautiful stadium in that area there and does well. It's beautiful. I've never been there, but I heard it's great. So I want to talk about it, and I want you to give us a call on the EDS Diagnostic Services call-in line at 973-267-WMTR. That's 973-267-9687. ADSAutomotive.com. That's our guys. They're sponsoring our call-in line. My man Frank is the guy. Go visit them. They're in Whippany, and they're at the corner of Parsippany Road and Jefferson Road. So when we come back, it looks like we're getting close to a break. We have a few more minutes. I want to go over the Major League Baseball standings because, you know, we go over every division and we go over the individual teams. But I'm starting to look at the most interesting thing about the standings. Not so much in the National League, but if you look at it in the American League, they have got a lot of teams that are fighting for that wild card spot. And you know what? How many times do you see a wild card team that scratches and crawls to get into the playoffs end up doing some damage because their playoffs usually start about September 1 where some of the teams have been coasting. They're fighting and crawling and scratching every night to get a win to stay in contention. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take your calls. We'll talk about the Giants. I want to talk more about the Giants and Jets. And what do you think? Am I out of my mind that McCown is going to be the starter on Saturday night for the Jets when they've got two young guys on the other side, young guys holding clipboards? I want to see them play. Are you hiding this from us? Are they not understanding what is going on in the film room? Because What do you have to lose? Seriously, the over-under on wins for the Jets is 4.5, and you're going to start McCown? That guy shouldn't even see the field. And I'm not knocking him, by the way. He is a backup quarterback. Do you know if you have a starter in Bryce Petty? Do you know if you have a starter in Hackleberg? Tell me, because I'm not getting this. And if you're rebuilding, then rebuild. Now, again, we're not at the advantage of knowing and understanding that they may not know what's going on in a film room. Seriously. Now, there was... 7:50. Okay. So they may not be understanding, that, you know, what goes on in the film room, or maybe they can't read a defense. It's one or the other. And, you know, I need somebody to explain it to me. And if the coach is handling it as, I got to put my best guy in because I got to win games because I'm not under contract and I'm a lame duck next year. Well, you know, that's the wrong way to do it. And if the coach feels that way, maybe you should have gone ahead and just let him go last year and bring in a new guy. And since you're young and that situation, but I'm just confused by it. And if I was a Jets fan, I would be real confused. I mean, extremely confused. Okay, when you come back, let's get those calls going. We'll take your calls. We'll talk Giants. We'll talk Jets. We'll talk baseball. Oh, and by the way, somebody told me there's a New Jersey Little League team that is about a game away from making it to Williamsport. So you can call me about that. And I got some other things coming in. When we come back, I'm going to talk also. I got a surprise, not a surprise guest. We got a guest coming in on the 24th of August. We're going to talk high school football. And we'll do that with Pat Lenny of NJ.com on the 24th at 7:30. Put it in your calendar. I'm excited to have him in. He's a beat writer. He knows what's going on. And you're going to learn a lot of information. All right, I'm John Friedman. We'll be right back.
Advertisers trying to reach potential customers in today's fast-paced, technology-driven world are having a difficult, if not impossible, time figuring out how to do so. There are so many options, from all the traditional media to the practically limitless digital and social platforms that are available, making it harder than ever for businesses to get their message in front of the right audience. There is a solution, however, and it's called SCG Advertising and Public Relations. SCG is a full-service advertising and public relations agency that can help you navigate through today's chaotic media landscape and reach your potential customer. They help their clients strengthen their relationships, reputations, and brands by integrating your message across the entire media spectrum. The folks at SCG understand the options available to advertisers and will work with you to determine the best creative and media plan for your business. Learn more by visiting scgadv.com. scgadv.com. They'll help you reach your customers, all of them.
Turn down that radio!
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the three sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-507-8271. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-507-8271. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-507-8271.
What is dangerous driving? It's aggressive driving, intoxicated driving, reckless driving, and especially texting while driving. These drivers put everyone in danger.
This is New Jersey Attorney General Chris Perino. If you see someone texting while driving in New Jersey, now simply call #77 on your cell to report it. If a summons is not issued, the state police will issue a warning letter to the registered owner of the vehicle, who in some cases will be the parent of the distracted driver.
What is dangerous driving? It's aggressive driving, intoxicated driving, reckless driving, and texting while driving.
Please use hands-free technology. Safely pull over or have a passenger call #77 for you. That's #77 to report all types of dangerous driving. Let them know we're all watching.
This message brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, New Jersey State Police, New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Broadcasting live from the Hilltop Nissan Studios, Classic Oldies, WMTR Morristown, a Beasley Media Group station.
Okay, we're back. I'm John Friedman. Welcome to Talking Sports. And I just wanted to go over again what I had just said as we were going into the break. When you make a promise, you got to come through. And I made one saying that we would get a guy tuned in to New Jersey high school football. He's coming in studio. Mark it down. Thursday, August 24, 7:30. Pat Lanny of NJ.com, the beat guy for New Jersey high school football. Should be a great show. He's got a knowledgeable pulse on New Jersey high school football, and I'm very excited to see him and have him come in studio, because I got a lot to learn also about that. All right, give us a call on the ADS Diagnostic Services call-in line, 973-267-WMTR. That's 973-267-9687, ADSAutomotive.com. All right. So when I left after the break, we talked a little bit. I wanted to go over, as I always do with you, Major League Baseball standings, because this is when it starts to get interesting. And by the way, I know that there's NFL preseason games, and I know some of you are watching your team, and heck, I can't blame you. And in a little while, I'm going to get on that computer and see what's happening with the preseason games. Not that they mean anything. And just to give you an example of how they don't mean anything. Last year, game one, the Atlanta Falcons played the Miami Dolphins, and didn't play well and whatever. I flipped out. I was calling my brother, screaming, just craziness. And it means absolutely nothing. Do not pay attention to preseason football. The only thing you want is your team to get out of there healthy. That's it. They're working on things. It's like preseason baseball, exhibition baseball. Who can sit and watch that? They're just working on different things and taking a look at things. That's all it is. So all you want to do is get out of there healthy. Okay, let's take a look at Major League Baseball. At the American League East, I noticed, I was reading the post, everybody's flipping out. The Yankees are 4.5 games out. CC Sabathia got a little injured. Stop freaking out. It's 4.5 games, and it's, what is today, August 10th? Got a long way to go. All right, so Boston has a four-game lead on the Yanks. They got a 7.5 game lead on Tampa Bay, a 9-game lead on Baltimore, 11.5 game lead on Toronto. Now, what separates Boston from the Yankees, even though the Yankees acquired the guy from Oakland, Sonny Gray? Boston has pitching. And as I've told you since we started this show, when you got pitching, that's what carries you through the dog days here. All right, let's look at the American League Central. Cleveland with a 4.5 game lead on Kansas City. If you notice, Kansas City is starting to creep back up there. I mean, that's when we'll talk about the wild card stuff. Cleveland has a 4-game lead on Kansas City. Minnesota's only 4.5 back. Detroit is 9 back. They're disappointing. And the Chicago White Sox are 17 back. And in the American League West, the Houston Astros have a 13-game lead on the Seattle Mariners, a 15-game lead on the Los Angeles Angels, a 17-game lead on Texas. What a disappointment Texas is. And Oakland is 21.5 games back. Now, let's take a look at the wild card. There's two wild cards in each league. So let's take a look at the wild card situation. The Yankees, by the way, are up 2.5 games on the wild card. Right now they have a wild card spot, and Tampa Bay is a game back of a wild card spot. Baltimore is 2.5 games back of a wild card spot, and Toronto is only 5 games back of a wild card. Now, here's where it starts to get juicy here. Cleveland, they're on top of their division, but Kansas City is only a game back of a wild card spot. Minnesota only a game and a half back of a wild card spot. Detroit only six games back of a wild card spot. And I don't think if you're a White Sox fan, you have to worry. You're 14 games back of a wild card spot. Paul in Bayonne, let's go to Paul in Bayonne. You are on 1250 WMTR. Welcome to the show.
John, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I got two things for you, a little off the beaten path.
Sure.
My favorite time of year, Little League Baseball World Series. And the team from New Jersey, Jackson, New Jersey, is one win away from getting the big chance in the World Sports. So
nice.
Keep an eye on them. The other thing is...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was going to ask you, is their next game to get to the World Series like in Connecticut or somewhere?
It's in Connecticut. They're in Bristol.
Got it.
They're in the winner's bracket. I think they play on either Saturday or Sunday. Should be end up on ESPN.
That is so exciting. And for people who don't know in the Jersey area, Jackson is near like Howe, right in the center part of like Monmouth County there, but in the center part of the state. That's really great. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So exciting for them. And the other thing is, my daughter wanted me to ask you, what do you think about Virginia Tech football this year?
Oh, the Hokies.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot.
No, you're not. Listen, all I can tell you about them is they're always consistent. They always have a really good ball club. They're very good in the recruiting situation. So they're always right there. Can I tell you exactly that I think that they're going to win their conference and play in a big bowl? You know, I don't know. It's so hard in college football to play in the championship game or to get into the finals there. It's impossible, actually. I think they'll definitely win 9 to 10 games. They should.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. All right, good luck.
Thank you so much for the call.
See you later.
So let's get back to that wild card situation with Major League Baseball. So the Angels, this is crazy. The Angels are only two games back of a wild card spot. The Texas Rangers are only four games back of a wild card spot. And the Oakland A's are only 8.5 games back of a wild card spot. So you talk about teams that are going to be bunching up. Come, you know, now we're in August. September should be an outstanding month to watch baseball and to watch these teams fight to get into the playoffs. And I'm telling you, a team like Houston, and let's not take anything away from the Houston Astros. Houston does not, well, they would get the bye, but you don't want to face a team that is a wild card team that just beat a division winner and then come to have to play you. It's just the pressure's on the winners. It's not on the teams that get into that wild card thing. There's no pressure unless the one game, but the one game playoff. But other than that, once they get by that, it's scary. I mean, it's absolutely scary. Now, if you take a look, let's take a look quickly at the National League. The Washington Nationals have a 10.5 game lead on the Miami Marlins, a 12.5 game lead on the Atlanta Braves, a 13 game lead on the New York Mets. And as some of you may know, the Mets sent yesterday Jay Bruce to the Cleveland Indians, and what an acquisition for the Cleveland Indians. Jay Bruce can play the outfield. Jay Bruce can DH for them. They'll take on the rest of his contract for this year. A no-brainer. A matter of fact, I'm sure the Mets did a little digging there. I know for a fact that the Yankees tried to acquire Jay Bruce from the Mets. And obviously the Mets probably asked for the world. They wouldn't give him, so they sent him to Cleveland. And you know the Mets and Yankees. They usually don't deal with each other. And probably a little dig on the Mets part there. But at the end, you know, you think the Yankees care? The Mets are, what are they, 20 games out or whatever it is? They don't care. So also, let's take a look at the National League Central. The Chicago Cubs are in first place. And the Milwaukee Brewers, they're just hanging around. Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a little bit of a change. Milwaukee now and St. Louis has moved ahead percentage points ahead of Milwaukee. Both of those teams are only game and a half back of the Cubs. And Pittsburgh, they're starting to come around a little bit there. They're 8.5 games back, and the Cincinnati Reds are 17 games back. All right, the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers have a 15. Now, this is crazy. The wild card is definitely coming out of the National League West. The Dodgers have a 15.5 game lead on the second place team that's having a heck of a year, Colorado, at 65-49. They have a 15.5 game lead on them. Arizona having a heck of a year at 64-49, have a 16 game lead on them. And San Diego is their usual 30 games back, and I do get pleasure in saying that the San Francisco Giants are 35.5 games back. But now let's take a look at the wild card. The Colorado Rockies own a wild card by a half a spot right now, and Arizona, Colorado and Arizona are tied for those wild card spots. Even San Diego is 14.5 games back of wild card. Now, they're not getting into it at all, but in the National League, it's just so tight. I mean, with the St. Louis and Milwaukee and Pittsburgh only being 6.5 games out and 8.5 games out of the wild card, we have got a long, long way to go. So we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills with MK, see what the weather's doing out there. Probably going to have a thunderstorm a little bit later in the evening. Hey, and when we come back, speaking of Little League World Series, I went ahead and found out and looked at current and former major leaguers who have played in the Little League World Series and also in the major leagues. I'm John Friedman. It's Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
Pancreatic cancer has a 9% survival rate. You can help change this. Join the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and thousands of participants on Sunday, November 12th at 9 a.m. at the MacCallie Corporate Campus in Parsippany for Purple Stride, New Jersey, a 5K awareness walk and timed run to advance research, support patients, and create real hope. Learn more at purplestride.org/New Jersey. Together, we can make a difference. And taking a peek at the Ion weather forecast, it'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of showers and those thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 65 degrees. Right now, 72 degrees at Classic Oldies WMTR AM 1250 and streaming live at WMTRAM.com.
All right, John Friedman back. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. Give us a call on the ADS Diagnostic Services call-in line at 973-267-WMTR. That's 973-267-9687. ADSAutomotive.com. They are located in Whippany at the corner of Parsippany Road and Jefferson Road. And if John Friedman gives them the okay to, or gives them the acknowledge that they are the guys that get your car fixed, no doubt about it. John is very diligent about his cars and always has lots of questions for them, and they know what they're doing, and it's always been a great experience when I go there. All right, so let me take a look here. I wanted to take a look and to see what Little League players who had played in the Little League World Series went on to play in Major League Baseball. And some of the names, it was fun watching that. And then the list also gave me members of the Baseball Hall of Fame who played in Little League Baseball. So let's just take a quick look at this. Wilson Alvarez played in the Little League World Series in 1982. Jim Barbary in 1954. Jason Bay, hey, Mets fans, you remember that name. In 1990, he played in the World Series. Derek Bell, Mets fans, he also played in the Little League World Series in 80 and 81. LeVar Blanks in 62 played. Sean Burroughs, son of Jeff Burroughs, played in 92 and 93. Chin Fang Chen played in 1990 in the Little League World Series. Bill Connors in the year 54. Charlie Hayes, former Philadelphia Philly, New York Yankee, San Francisco Giant, played in 77. Kent Hobbs in 54. Keith Lambert in 58. Adam Lowen in 96. Carney Lansford, the former third baseman for the Oakland A's, played in 1969. Vance Lovelace in 75. Staten Island's own Jason Marquis, and former Atlanta Brave, and former a lot of teams, played in 91 in the Little League World Series. Lloyd McClendon, the former Pirates manager played in 71. Lasting Millage. Hey, there's a name for you, Mets fans. Played in 97. Bobby Mitchell in 67. Jim Pankowitz in 68. Yasumiro Pettit in 94. Mark Piscadia in 83. Boog Powell in 54. Gary Sheffield in 1980. Carl Taylor in 54. Hector Torres, I don't know who that is, in 58. Jason Veritek, the main guy, one of the main guys on the Boston Red Sox World Series teams in 84. Dave Veras in 78. Ed Vosburg in 73. Dan Wilson in 81. And Rick Wise in 58. So if you're counting there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 40 guys have played in the Little League World Series and went on to play in the and it's funny because I just noticed the guy in the Yankees, he's not on this list. I have to go back and make sure that they updated that list. But for the most part, you see the deal. Now, listen to this. Members of the Baseball Hall of Fame who played in the Little League World Series. Wade Boggs played in it. George Brett played in it. Steve Carlton played in it. Gary Carter played in the Little League World Series. Now, these are guys, again, that are in the Hall of Fame. So, wow. Raleigh Fingers, Jim Catfish Hunter, Jim Palmer, Nolan Ryan, Mike Schmidt, Tom Seaver, Don Sutton, Carl Yastrzemski, and Robin Yount. Wow. Can you imagine that they were so good in the Little League World Series probably for their teams, and they ended up going into the major leagues and then ended up being Hall of Fame players, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, that's nuts. I'm really, really, really excited about Jim Lanny of NJ.com coming in. Pat Lanny of NJ.com coming in here. He'll be in studio on August 24th. And any high school questions that you're going to have, he's going to be able to answer them. I'm going to devote at least a half hour, and maybe the whole show. Just depends on how many calls come in. But this guy, he has the pulse and understands. I wanted to go right to the top. I mean, if I'm at NJ.com bringing a guy in, these guys know exactly what the deal is. For full-service community banking, Regal Bank has 10 convenient branches across northern and central New Jersey, including Florham Park, located at 30 Columbia Turnpike. Learn more at RegalBankNJ.com. Regal Bank is a member of the FDIC. Hey, MK, what did you say about the weather for, and I haven't been paying attention, it's coming into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
I think there's supposed to be thunderstorms at some point.
I'm going to tell you the reason why. And I was saying this to my wife last weekend. You know, what have we had? About 3-4 bad weekends in a row, and all I can think about is those vendors at the Jersey Shore who depend so much on the summer business.
Definitely.
And it's the first thing every summer when we have a few consecutive weekends that I think about, because they depend on this, and their economy depends on the summer months, and I really feel for them. So I'm really hoping that not overcast, that it's, you know, 85 degrees, sunny at the shore, and they get to do what they do best and have fun. And I'm talking the hotels, everybody. I mean, it just, they need it. I mean, they absolutely need it. Someone looks like they're calling us on line one. MK's picking it up. And make sure when you call MK to say hello. She always likes to say hello to everybody, since that's the voice that greets you when you call me. Give me a call, 973-267-WMTR. Let's go to Michael in Midwood. You're on 1250 WMTR.
Hey, good evening, John. I have a baseball question for you.
Sure.
The best-kept secret of this entire baseball season, especially by those of us who live on the East Coast, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been around, the Brooklyn Dodgers, for 134 years. after 113 games. They have the best record they've ever had in the history of their franchise, and we don't hear too much about it. What do you think of that?
Well, one of it is, well, it's funny that you say that, and that's it. It's a great comment. Now, I heard a lot about it because they were on the ESPN Game of the Week against the Mets on Sunday. So at that time I heard a lot about it. But, you know, are they going to be able to, you know, take it to the next level in the playoffs? Now, Kershaw, I don't know when he's coming back. I know he tweaked his back a little bit. You know, are they going to have enough starting pitcher? You know, I know they went out and got the guy from Texas, literally, and are they going to, that's my question. Are they going to have enough starting pitching to get through two rounds of the playoffs to get to the World Series? I don't know the answer. There is a stigma, by the way, that Los Angeles, and at least over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, when they've gotten to the playoffs, they haven't gotten out of the first or second round. So they have a lot mentally to go through with that situation. But from a regular season standpoint, they're having a fabulous year.
Yeah, no, they really are. And I think the difference this year for them, John, is that they have hitting, which they've never really had before. So when you have the great pitching, now they have a pretty consistent lineup. They're pretty close to unbeatable the way they've been playing.
And they also, if you notice, they're really kind of taking on their personality of their manager. My mind just went blank of the guy who's played for a few teams or whatever, but he's a real cool, laid-back kind of guy. If something goes wrong, whether things are good or things are bad, he's level. He doesn't change. And that always makes a huge difference, like a Joe Torre or a Bobby Cox. You got to have level because they know that the season is a marathon, and they just keep everything level. So the Dodgers have a heck of a ball club. There is no doubt about it. And they're getting it done. So, and the people who the Dodger fans, they love it. And I always tell people, if you've never been to a Dodger game in Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine, go. What an experience that is. I mean, really special. By the way, that stadium's been there since the 50s. Everybody's building new stadiums and stuff. Theirs is as beautiful as it gets. Really. It really is.
Well, I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm hoping we have a Yankees-Dodgers World Series.
That would be awesome. I just don't think you'll have enough pitching, but thank you for calling. So, it's the Dodgers are a really, really, really good team. But we're going to find out. You know, that's what's so beautiful about the postseason is that, you know, teams that get there, then you gotta bring it to the next level. I mean, really, you gotta be able to bring it to the next level, in baseball. And the other thing is in baseball, in playoffs, I've noticed the one mistake somebody makes always comes back to haunt you. You have got defensively in baseball, in the postseason, you've got to be perfect. And if you are not perfect in the postseason defensively, it will come and bite you. It big time. Every little thing that happens in postseason gets magnified by the other team. They take advantage of it, whether it's, you know, errors, whatever it is. So and for those of you who have been to playoff games in baseball, I don't know if there's any more. Now, everything's intense in other sports, but I'm always when my team, the Atlanta Braves, were in the playoffs all those years, every pitch is intense. Not, you know, we're talking every pitch of 9 innings, you are on the edge of your seat with a pit in your stomach, wondering what's going to happen. And that's the beauty of baseball. By the way, I was just wondering, we were talking about soccer earlier. Does anybody really know why the Red Bulls, with New York having its own franchise that plays at Yankee Stadium, I don't understand why they haven't gone ahead and just made it New Jersey. I mean, heck, every time New Jersey has a team, they always seem to have to share it with, you know, New York. I mean, listen, the Jets are 3 miles up the road here in Florham Park, their headquarters, and they play in the Meadowlands. The Giants are, their home is East Rutherford, New Jersey, and they play in New Jersey. And this state just doesn't get the, I don't know, I guess we're considered part of the New York market, and that's what people think of, but I think that's what makes the net situation even worse. Thank God we still have the New Jersey Devils. But when the Nets left, I know Chris Christie gave it the old good riddance. But you know what? For a guy who could drive to Newark from Livingston, New Jersey, 15 minutes away and go watch a Nets game, it was pretty fun. And, or whether it was in Newark or if it was in, the Meadowlands, I'd take my kids just to go see the other teams come in. That's really cool. And thank God, like I said, we have the New Jersey Devils. One other thing I wanted to talk about, we were talking about the Jay Bruce going to Cleveland and that the Yankees were very interested in acquiring, Jay Bruce from the Mets. Do you know, and I hope I get this story right, that the New York Yankees at Riverfront Stadium in Newark, where the Bears played, and that is now not there I'm sorry, what'd you say, MK? We have Wes say it? We got a minute left. Anyway, so basically the Yankees wanted to put a double-A team in Newark, and the Mets, because of territorial rights, I'm having trouble with that word, blocked the whole thing and nothing happened. Anyway, that's some of the things that we'll talk about later. Been a great show. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank the listeners. We will be right back in this seat next week to talk talking sports on Thursday. Everybody, please have a safe and wonderful weekend. Again, I want to thank the West Essex Tribune in Livingston for writing a really great story about the show. We're building the audience. People are finding out about the show, and we're really excited about it. Okay, I'm John Friedman. We'll see you next week. Everybody have a great weekend. See you then.